What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our last look for this week, our Friday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health of this Thursday indicates in the last 24 hours, 13 deaths from COVID-19 were reported, so the accumulated number of deaths has risen to 7,788. Regarding the new infections, it is reported that they account for 5,210. To detect these new cases, 21,520 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 24.2%. There are 56,199 active cases, of which 55,421 are in home isolation and 778 are hospitalized. Those in home isolation, they're divided into 55,216 at home and 205 in the hotels. Those hospitalized, 690 are in the wards and 88 are in the ICU. Since last weekend, the positivity of COVID-19 cases has been showing a downward trend in the fourth wave of the pandemic. For example, in the last epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health, that reflected a positivity of at least 30%, was that of last Friday, January the 28th. After that date, for five consecutive days, Panama has registered a percentage of new cases below 30%. In that period, the highest percentage occurred on Saturday, the 29th of January, with a positivity of 28.9%, and the lowest on Tuesday, the 1st of February, 21.6%. According to the researcher and medical specialist Paulino Vigil de Garcia, in 2 weeks, a decrease in cases is being noticed in the infections reported in the districts. He highlighted that at the peak of the fourth wave, 20 districts had more than 175 cases per day. Three exceeded 300 and one exceeded 400 cases per day. However, it highlights that 14 days later, none reaches 140 cases per day. For his part, the infectologist Javier Nieto highlighted 2 days ago that the peak of infections was exceeded and that, as in other countries, infections are plummeting. In the official gazette of this Wednesday, Cabinet Resolution No. 18 was published. This authorises the Ministry of Health to buy 54,000 treatments against COVID-19 through an exceptional procedure with the company Pfizer Free Zone Panama. A budget of $13.5 million was approved to purchase the drug Paxlovid, which is co-administered with the pharmaceutical product Ritonavir. In the resolution, which is dated the 25th of January, the Ministry is authorised to request the Ministry of Economy and Finance to transfer the item for the acquisition of the treatment. The authorisation came into effect on the 2nd of February, the day of its publication in the Official Gazette. The resolution has the signatures of all members of the Cabinet Council. On the 17th of January, the members of the Cabinet Council approved the Ministry, by exceptional procedure, the purchase of the four treatments for the COVID-19 disease. This purchase of Paxlovid is part of the direct acquisition of four pharmacological treatments for an amount of $26,506,604 to face the new coronavirus pandemic. The drugs Molnupiravir, Ronapreve and Tocilizumab will also be purchased. It is planned to acquire 2,500 treatments of Ronapreve for $3,500,640, which according to Panamanian scientists is not effective in neutralizing the Omicron lineage. The Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, confirmed on the afternoon of this Thursday that Maloisa Martinez, third judge liquidating criminal cases, requested the lifting of the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli, who is being prosecuted for alleged money laundering through the company New Business, for the purchase of the company Editora Panama America, EPASA. The judge request was filed on Wednesday, the 2nd of February. Now, according to the changes made to the Electoral Code in 2021, this petition must be reviewed by an electoral administrative court, and if there is an appeal, it passes to the full Tribunal Electoral. During the hearing on the 27th of January, Martinelli's lawyers invoked legal armour as a result of an internal electoral tournament of the Realising Goals party. The next day, they presented the certification of the Tribunal Electoral, and the Third Criminal Court liquidator suspended the process. A new hearing date has been established for May the 19th, the 23rd, and the alternate date for July the 4th to the 6th. Panamanian politician and businessman Felipe Pipo Virzi passed away on Thursday, relatives confirmed. Virzi was the second vice president of Panama during the government of President Ernesto Perez Valladares, that's 1994 to 1999. The political leader and businessman was born in 1943 and died after a long illness. Details of Virzi's funeral have not yet been released. After learning of the death of the PRD leader, President Laurentino Cortizo recalled that he was a person who loved the countryside and livestock. Cortizo sent his condolences to his family through his official Twitter account. The mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, has the green light to continue with the most ambitious project of his administration so far, the new seafood market, the cost of which would be $40 million. After the failed $120 million Panama Bay Beach Recovery Project, Fábrega is now betting on a new market in Caledonia. At the moment, he had not advanced with the work. Because of its development, he requested three sections of land on the coastal strip. However, this Tuesday, a resolution was published in the Official Gazette through which the Ministry of Economy and Finance assigned to the Municipality of Panama for its use and administration the terrain sectors requested on the coastal strip. According to the document, after the corresponding appraisal, both by the MEF and by the Comptroller General of the Republic, it was determined that the total value of these lands is $35.3 million and will be used exclusively for the execution of various projects related to the new headquarters of the seafood market. In case of non-compliance with the previous condition regarding its purpose, the use and administration assigned here will be revoked as a right, concludes the letter, which is signed by the Minister of Economy and Finance, Hector Alexander. The request for these lands was made in 2020 by Fábrega to the Ministry of Public Works, the entity that is in charge of the administration of the coastal strip. At the time, Fábrega stressed that what is sought is to renovate the current market facilities because they're obsolete and do not comply with some sanitary measures. However, the last rehabilitation that was done to the structure was in 2017, when the mayor was then José Isabel Blandón, at a cost of $4 million. According to Tomás Sosa, Director of Special Projects of the Mayor's Office of Panama, after receiving the go-ahead, what follows is to finalize the bidding process in the coming weeks. In the words of Sosa, it's not just the seafood market, but a network of municipal markets, which will also be made up of seven other peripheral markets in districts such as Pacora, Tocumen, 24 de Diciembre, and Chalibre, which will also be carried to tender during 2022. In fact, the Mayor's Office of Panama published on the 29th of December the tender for the best value for the construction of a peripheral market in the district of Chalibre, with a reference price of $12.8 million. It will be a work that will be built in a two-hectare plot of land located in the Pedernal sector. It must have 44 modules for commercial premises, grocery stores, sale of grain, seafood, vegetables, fruits and meat products, according to the tender documents. I suppose that in the coming weeks, the new seafood market and the other peripheral markets that make up the municipal network will be tendered, he said. As part of Operation Genesis, the National Police reported yesterday that in the morning hours, some 192 people were apprehended nationwide after different actions by the security forces. According to the report, 122 of the people arrested were for oficios, 46 for administrative offences, 13 for flagrancy, 10 for micro-trafficking and 1 for drug trafficking. It is detailed that 67 raids were carried out in various sectors of the country, which led to the seizure of 14 firearms, 733 rounds of ammunition, the seizure of $1,474.50, two vehicles and two boats were recovered. In addition, the detention of 19 foreigners who did not meet the immigration requirements is reported. Expired stays, impediment due to alerts, lack of documentation and evasion of controls were detected. With respect to the traffic police, it's highlighted in the last 24 hours, 1,842 infractions were registered, 564 drivers were fined for speeding and 99 for inadequate lights. Through the operation, which is called Luz de Esperanza, which was carried out simultaneously by the authorities of Costa Rica and Panama, nine minors who were allegedly victims of child sexual exploitation were rescued. The victims ranged between 4 and 12 years of age. In the action, two women in Panamanian territory and one man in Costa Rica were apprehended. The women were relatives of the victims and facilitated the entry and exit of minors from the national territory, reported the first superior prosecutor against organized crime, Imeldo Marquez. We will be requesting the hearing for the legalization of those apprehended, formulation of charges and the corresponding precautionary measures, said the prosecutor. The operation was carried out at 12 simultaneous points in Panama and Costa Rica. The prosecutor stressed that among the evidence collected are 41 technological devices and computers that will be analysed. For his part, Deputy Commissioner Amilcar Torres from the National Border Service stressed that this operation demonstrates the importance of cross-border cooperation. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, our Friday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you by The Breakfast Show.